All right, you know what it's time for, don't you?
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at...
Number 5.
The first teaser for the Menendez : Blood Brothers.
Ooh.
Lifetime movie, oh boy, is here. And it's as dark and dramatic as one might expect. And you have to have a certain amount of cheese on the side with a Lifetime movie, right?
No question. I love it when they get a hold of these. It's like one part documentary, one part like Susan Lucci soap opera.
Right.
Like they did with the Rob Lowe playing Drew Peterson.
All I can really imagine about this is how bad the hair is going to be. Right?
Because
the
bad.
Menendez brothers had bad hair to begin with. And now they have to sort of remake the 90s hair. Like the wig masters at the Lifetime, whoever's the production company here.
And tough job, but God. I think they pulled it off based on the trailer with Courtney Love. It's pretty solid.
Now, people don't recall, the Menendez brothers were convicted of killing their parents, but then after that became international celebrities. As a matter of fact, one of them got married behind bars.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Fielded a number of proposals and finally did get married behind bars. True love.
They were good-looking guys. They just were killers.
I just want to know the answer to this, though. Mm. Why? I mean, is it really that tough out there that a woman has to marry a guy behind bars? Hey, at least I'm married, right? She can make fun of all of her single friends. Is that how that goes?
Yeah, I wonder if she gets how much heat she gets from her single friends. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I don't understand that choice. I can't answer that question.
No. Imagine the parents.
What did we do wrong?
Mom and Dad, I just want to say I met somebody special.
But
they will be my betrothed for life plus 150 years. Courtney Love, as you point out, is in this movie playing the mother. Oh, boy.
I'm in Beverly Hills, the last place you'd expect a shocking and brutal murder to take place.
Lyle and Eric Menendez are cold-blooded killers.
You don't understand what our dad was like.
Dad said that he would kill me if I told anyone.
She's just as bad as he is. She's our mother. She's supposed to protect us.
Do you forgive me?
He will never touch you again.
Oh, boy. Ow. Yep, that's where it's going. With that,
you
really?
Know where that's going.
Oh, come on now.
Seen it 100
times. Yeah, you had to put the gunshots in there? Oh, come on. It's Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird way to celebrate Mother's Day. Do that documentary.
Don't touch me.
Yeah, two in the head to the mom. Okay, happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Where can I watch that?
Lifetime.
Yeah. Oh, good old Lifetime.
Yeah.
I like Lifetime.
Ma! What channel is Lifetime?
Do we get Lifetime? Do we have that on this thing?
Sounds accurate.
They really... Because Kevin lives at home, for those who are not familiar with that. And he just lives in the basement. And then his mother does everything for him. Even though he is now a 28-year-old man.
It's nice. It's like an assistant.
Yeah. Mom! Who are the Menendez brothers?
Yeah, how do you explain that?
The one thing you do not, if you're Kevin's mom, the one thing you don't want to hear is, Ma, where's the shotgun?
I just watched Menendez Brothers : Blood Brothers. What do I do? How do I find a shotgun?
Although, I'll tell you something. It'll be a lot easier to find a wife when you are in prison, it turns out. So
it's apparently very easy.
I don't understand that at all.
No, I don't.
All right. Checking in at
number 4.
Mitch Trubisky, the savior, the man who will change Chicago football forever.
Go, Mitch.
Yes. Not since Sid Luckman has there been such excitement for a Chicago Bears quarterback as there is for Mitch Trubisky. He showed off some of his skills today, the first day of rookie camp at the Bears complex up in Lake Forest. Hell is all up there. Actually, some of what he showed off had nothing to do with the performance on the field. He said that he has not met any of the other quarterbacks yet. He's just chosen not to do that. And I think they've probably chosen the same thing. But he says they've been texting.
It's a little awkward.
They're text friends.
Oh, they're texting.
Buddies.
Okay.
Wait, Glennon wasn't up there today?
It was not. It's all rookies this weekend.
Oh, well, that's why they haven't
met. I guess Glennon wasn't at House Hall today.
He's not a rookie. He's a pro.
He's a professional.
3 games last year.
Yeah. And I believe that's his whole career, isn't it? For Glennon? He's thrown like 13 passes in his entire career. Many of them people caught, which was good.
That's, yeah, excellent.
Sign,
high hopes.
Sort of a good thing. And he said, no, they've been texting because that's the day and age. Now, here's a Coach Fox on his phenom.
You know, they've talked. They've gotten together. You know, in this league, I mean, you're not one deep. You know, there's a group of people at every position. And, you know, there's competition and there's camaraderie. There's, you know, brotherhood, teamwork. All those things.
Oh, come on.
You know, everybody makes each other better. So I don't look it to be any different at that position than any other position.
You know what I was just saying? Everybody was much better last year to get us to those three wins. It's not easy to win the NFL, Kev. Not easy.
No, it's a tough league. Tough league, Coach.
Very proud we were able to win three times all of last season. That's like an entire season right there.
And you got the third pick in the draft for winning just three games.
Well, we actually traded up for number two.
That's right.
Gave away a little bit for that.
Gave away the whole rest of the draft because we believe so much in this kid who actually has only played one full season in college football.
In Mitchell? You're big on Mitchell.
Although I will say this, though, Coach. The good news is that he's not only played 13. What did he play? 13 games.
Yeah,
sure. Mitch Trubisky total.
Correct.
In his college career. Mm-hmm. That is 11 more than Mike Glennon has played. So at least we have that going for us.
But it was in college. Isn't that sort of even?
Just 1 year in college.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
He got all the reps today in minicamp, and they're working.
Well,
him in.
He?
Yeah.
Shouldn't he get all the reps? Period. Because when Mike Glennon's head comes off.
In
some
week
point,
two,
in some point,
somebody misses
some point,
an assignment on the line.
Right, sometime in September, because he has been described. Now, you can remember Mike Glennon, the then savior of the Chicago Bears, has been described as slow and not particularly athletic.
I like the way you
and put that. And that was by the people who were touting him.
The then savior at that time,
right.
And then a month after Mitch Trubisky's, and then he's the savior.
Yeah.
So we've got two saviors. I don't think many teams in the NFL have two saviors at the quarterback position.
That's a good point.
This is
should feel very good about that.
Coach
Fox. Very biblical. It's very biblical. All right. Let's. You know what we should do now? We should check on the traffic with the Violetta Powder Medic. Rokan Show with Anna DeLantis right here, 720 WGN. Top 5-5 continues.
Number 3.
Tom Brady has just scared the bejesus out of New England Patriots fans because not only is he on the cover of Madden 18, GOAT edition, greatest of all time edition, he is sparking concerns from believers in the Madden curse, those who end up on the cover of that game. That show, I was going to say, not that, which I thought I was going to say on that video game.
Careful.
He's confident that he's going to escape the wrath here. And to prove he's not scared of any superstition, he broke a mirror, walked under a ladder.
I wanted to let you know that I'm going to be on the cover of Madden NFL 18. Now, I've heard there are some of you out there who might be worried about something called the Madden curse. There's no such things as curses. It's a total myth, okay? I feel like you're not really getting it. See? No curse. All good.
Curses don't apply to Tom Brady. I mean, anyone who saw the Super Bowl knows that that doesn't apply to him. I know everyone on the show likes to rip on perfect Tom Brady, but that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest of all time.
Almost everyone has gone down with an injury after it. Starting in 1999, Garrison Hurst, Barry Sanders, Eddie George, Dante Culpepper, Marshall Faulk, Michael
Gronk.
Vick, Ray Lewis, Donovan McNabb, Sean Alexander, Vince Young, Brett Favre in the year.
Even Brett Favre?
Brett Favre,
injury?
Troy Polamalu, Drew Brees, Peyton Hillis. That's how much you remember him. Adrian Peterson, Richard Sherman, and Gronk. Congratulations.
Won't happen to Tommy.
Patriots fans. Checking in at
number 2.
Today, the 50th anniversary of the release of A Whiter Shade of Pale from Procol Harum. Lyrically enigmatic tune is the group's biggest hit, spending 6 weeks at the top of the UK charts and then reaching number 5 in the US. Remains extremely popular and used in every single film made about the 60s and 70s. And finally, checking in at
number 1.
Will Ferrell still got it. He was the commencement speaker at his alma mater, USC.
Oh.
And He gave it to himself.
I would like to say thank you, graduates, for that warm welcome. I would also like to apologize to all the parents who are sitting there saying, Will Ferrell, why Will Ferrell? I hate Will Ferrell. I hate him. I hate his movies. He's gross.
He will
Although he's much better looking in person. Has he lost weight?
He will henceforth be known as Dr. Ferrell.
The next time I'm flying and they ask if there's a doctor on board, I can now confidently leap to my feet and scream, I'm a doctor. What can I do? Yes, no problem. I can absolutely deliver that baby. Hopefully it will be on United Airlines.
Oh, might be needed over there. Anchorman and a doctor.
Why do people have to do that? All right, we got live music coming your way, plus Richard Roper reviews a lot of big movies coming out this week and all coming your way, but first...